Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today, as always. I am Boyd Matheson. As we round out the program today, it was 25 years ago on April the 20th, 1999, a brazen attack was carried out at Columbine High School in Colorado. As you recall, two teenage boys created a scene of carnage that left 12 of their classmates and one teacher dead, and millions of us around the world wondering what went wrong. I remember that moment so clearly. I think it brought the world not only to a very comfortable little suburban neighborhood, but more importantly, it brought us to the crossroads of values and behavior. And it's always easy. It's really simple, in fact, to react to such strategies with the behavioral control reaction. And of course, we saw it then, and we've seen it in a host of school shootings and other tragedies over the last 25 years. We get to the controlling component to it. So legislating things, a ban on guns, more parental controls. Some people call for restrictions on violence in movies and video games, and others are looking at screening and surveillance and so on inside of schools. And all of those behavioral controls have merit. They're part of the bigger solution, to be very, very clear. But none of them are going to solve the problem in its entirety. You have to go deeper. It is true that throughout history, the teaching of principles and values has always had a greater impact on changing behavior than trying to control the behavior. Legislating behavior, I don't know that it's ever really succeeded. Because it's only when the vital values, the proven principles are learned and lived, that's when you get to this positive space, lasting change. And whether that's in an individual or whether that's in a community. For example, over the last several decades, the war on drugs has centered on the outward behavior of control, controlling production, controlling import, controlling distribution of addictive behaviors. And yet here we are with more drug-related deaths than ever, fentanyl is becoming not just an epidemic, but is just becoming devastating in our communities. And I don't know very many families that haven't been hit by that. And all the control elements, whether it's the southern border, whether it's the production of the core components to it in China, there has to be more to it. It's not enough. And I worry that sometimes when we talk about the easier to measure and control components, that those are the things that keep us a safe distance from some of the things that will actually change it and change the outcome. The way I always look at it is wherever there's a void in values, laws and legislation are not going to deter bad behavior. But where values are valued, then laws, legislation, government can lend strength, can provide some security to a society. But we can't rely on that alone. You have to have the values in place, too. Void in values, no law or legislation is going to curb or stop the bad behavior. It just won't. We've seen it over and over and over and over again. And you can look in the rearview mirror at something like tragedy in Columbine 25 years ago, and there's all sorts of lessons that we should have learned, could have learned, but have yet to learn when it comes to that. But a lot of it begins in a cottage industry, in our own homes, and in our own neighborhoods. The things that we value. Do we value those values? Or are we just trying to control behavior? And whether that's in the classroom, whether that's at home, whether that's in the community, all of those things are just crucial pieces to the puzzle. If you missed some of the program today, we actually started with Wilford McClay joining us, and he had a great piece for AEI today talking about what's going on and what's not going on our college campuses. And he actually went back to the Northwest Ordinance of 1787. This is what really founded higher education in this country, even before the Constitution, the ink was dry. Because the country knew we needed higher education. We needed educated citizens. But in that very declaration that established the foundation for what would be public education in our country, it says, "Religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind, schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged. So we're supposed to get there. It's part of the deal. But whenever we try to disconnect that morality, religion, knowledge, all of those things, when we try to just focus on the things we can control behaviorally, we always miss the mark. I think interesting, Thomas Jefferson understood that. He said, no popular government could flourish without an educated citizenry attuned to the special virtues and duties of self-government. And so not just understanding civics, which we've lost, but the state of Utah has been taking some great strides to re-enthrone as an important part of education, whether that's K through 12 or higher education. It's a crucial component to it. If we don't really value and we aren't attuned, as Jefferson said, to the special virtues and duties of self-government, our self-government isn't going to last. And so we have to get back to those principles and the values. If you want to listen to a great podcast today, we had Jean Becker on the program. She was President George H.W. Bush Chief of Staff for 25 years. And she has a new book out called Character Matters. And these were all life lessons that people watched, not what he said, but what he did. He wasn't an advice giver. He was an advice liver. And that's how we get back to those very principles that will help us deal with some of the behaviors in the country. All right, that wraps it up for Inside Sources today. As always, as you go out into the world, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.